You, guard, come here. I'm feeling bored today, and I want to have a little fun. And you're going to be my plaything. Well, you better. I'll have you executed for disobeying orders from your princess. Now, take off your armor and your shirt. I want to see those muscles. Oh, I like what I see. Keep going. You're absolutely ripped. Very sexy. Flex for me. I want to see those perfect washboard abs of yours. Delicious. Now strip naked for me, like a good boy. Ah, what a fine specimen you are. Your training must put you through hell to maintain that perfect body. That's good, though. My guards better be strong enough to protect me. And even better when they double as eye candy for me. Aw, I forgot all you guards have to wear chastity cages 24/7. That was my idea. Sorry. I just think you men are much more attentive to my whims and desires when you're kept locked away. Horny boys follow orders so much better, especially for a girl as sexy as I am. You agree, You must know very well, the longer I keep you in chastity, the more devoted to me you become, and the more you try harder and harder to impress me. Just hoping one day I might decide to reward you with a little release. Well, there's always the possibility, I suppose. So keep on being a good boy and we'll see what happens. Some guards are luckier than others. Because, well, I'm not sure you're also aware of how unforgiving I can be to you boys sometimes. Like that time I had that poor idiot executed for looking at my cleavage. Whatever. I was in a bitchy mood that day, and sometimes I have to make an example out of one of you to keep the rest in line. Even though the dress I was wearing that day was by far the sluttiest one I own, and I did call him forward to ask him if it looked good on me. Okay, fine. I admit, I was just looking for an excuse to punish someone. Obviously, no one in his position would have been able to even consider resisting a peek at my cleavage. Why is it so fun teasing you boys? I mean, it did cheer me up, so I suppose he served his purpose. Poor guy. I guess he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Oh, but you don't have to worry. I'm in a good mood today. And you're pretty cute, so I prefer to keep you around. Come to think of it, you look familiar. Oh, I remember you. You gave me that wonderful foot massage yesterday. My, you lucky boy. I am very picky about which guards I let touch me. I remember seeing your face light up when I called you and I chose you, and you so utterly and eagerly obeyed my orders. I do appreciate enthusiasm, especially enthusiasm like yours. You guards are so adorable, standing at attention all day, vigilant, staring straight ahead, patiently waiting so desperately to serve me. It's so nice having a collection of perfectly trained, horny boys forever at my beck and call to play with however I want. And I can only imagine how thrilled you must have been when I said I wanted a foot rub. Did it feel nice caressing my soft, perfect little feet? Your dick must have been throbbing and aching in its cage. kind of like how it is now. I bet you want to touch yourself so bad. Well, I didn't order you to, so don't you dare touch that dick without my permission. Plus, we gotta get your cock out of that cage first. I want to see what you're packing down there, big boy. I have the master key somewhere here in my purse. Here it is. Look at your face. You want to be free so bad, don't you? Well, you have to earn it. Your face is just priceless. You're like a confused little puppy. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready to earn your freedom? Good. Then let's see you put those muscles to use. Get on the ground and do some push-ups for me. That's it. Impress me. Delicious. And such perfect form too. Like a real man. Okay, stop. Get on your hands and knees. If you want it so bad, then hump the floor, loser. Go ahead. Smear that denied dick all over the ground for me. Feels good, doesn't it? Okay, push-ups. Come on, hot stuff. I want to see your cute little ass move up and down for me. And every time you come down, I want you to press your cock against the ground. Okay, that's enough. Get up on your knees. Let me ask you, do you think you've earned it yet? Do you? Yeah? Slap yourself in the face if you think you've earned it. Again. Harder. One more. All right, I'm getting bored of this. I think it's time now. Stand up. Let me unlock you. There. Must feel nice to finally be out of that cage, huh? Hey, stand up straight. Like a man, you're slouching. What happened to that perfect form? Arms straight down to your sides, puff your chest out. Shoulders back, chin up. Like a soldier standing at attention. This is how your guard should stay at all times. And keep those abs flexed constantly for me. Yes, this is how I like you, my big, strong warrior man. And now, how about you give that cock a few strokes? I want to see how big it gets. Not too fast, though. Just keep stroking. Slowly. I want you to stay nice and hard and full of cum. That's right. I've decided I'm not going to let you orgasm. Sorry. You know, I was thinking about giving you a handjob, but you were a little too slow with those push-ups, and I didn't like that you slouched. Oh yeah, well, too bad for you. Aww. Well, you should have tried harder. Now let go of that cock right now before you explode. Oh, it feels so bad to let go, doesn't it? How about I stroke it for you then? Just like this. Does that feel better, darling? Oh, are you sure it feels better? Knowing that you won't be able to come at all? And how about I kiss those delicious pecs of yours too? And up along this thick, strong neck. What? Oops, you're leaking. Oh, wow, that's enough touching for you then. Were you seriously about to come that easily? My, my, that was a close call. You would have been in big trouble if anything more than pre-cum came out of that cock. Oh, you're shaking. That must be the most attention your dick has gotten in your entire life. You want to fuck me so bad right now, don't you? That cock is so desperate. Ew. You probably have no idea how to use that thing. You'd probably blow your load the instant I let you inside me. Worthless virgins. You'll never get to fuck me. I don't care how big those muscles are. You're nothing but a subservient loser. You're beneath me. I only let real men fuck me. You're a fun little toy, but only when I'm bored. And you know what? I'm not bored anymore. I think I'm ready for a nap. Pick me up and carry me to my bedroom. Good boy. Now, gently lay me down in the bed. Gently. Ah, so cozy. Take off my shoes and give me another one of your foot massages, like, while I fall asleep. Ah, that's nice. Oh, you're trying so hard to keep it together. Despite your neglected, desperate little dick craving for any kind of contact from you whatsoever, you thought you were going to get a little more action than this, didn't you? I'm such a bitch denying you like this. And yet you've been such a good boy this whole time. Are you just hoping I'll change my mind? That if you give me the best ever foot rub, I'll suddenly decide to reward you and finish giving you that hand job? Well, it doesn't hurt to keep trying. And I'll switch to the other foot. You know, you shouldn't feel too bad. I mean, it could be worse. Like, at least I'm not having you put to death for getting pre-cum all over my hand. Because you know that's totally something I would do. And I would enjoy it. So you should be thankful that I didn't. And now, you know how sometimes I like to make my guards duel each other to the death for my amusement. I wouldn't want to risk losing you like that. Oh, you didn't know that? You didn't know I did that with my guys? Well, it really is the ultimate form of entertainment. Watching two insanely horny men fight over me. All that testosterone and pent-up sexual frustration sure does make for a good show. It never ceases to amaze me how barbaric you boys can get when you're stuck in perpetual chastity like that. So willing to turn on each other just for the chance to impress me. But hey, I'm not totally heartless. I usually give the winners a nice little reward. Like a kiss on the cheek. That is, if they're not too gross and bloody after their little duel. Aw, am I making you nervous? I told you, you don't have to worry about anything, darling. I'd rather keep you around for that hot body and these delightful foot rubs. So just don't do anything too stupid and you'll be just fine. But anyway, that's enough massaging. I'm done with you for now. Stand there and keep staring at my feet until I wake up. And when I wake up, I'll have you paint my nails. Nighty-night, lizard boy.